Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's up? It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Right now we have a band called Wheelies hanging out in studio, and they're actually hanging out like right in front of me.
Oh my goodness.
We're jerry-rigging studio. It's like Airhead style. If you remember that movie back from the 90s. So Wheelies, Tacoma band that I've been playing here on Loud and Local the last few weeks. They have a brand new record. And yeah, before we jump into, you know, your origin story and all that, tell us what your name is and what you do in the Wheelies. Or Wheelies. Sorry, not the Wheelies. Wheelies.
My name is Pat. I play guitar and I sing.
My name's Tom. Play guitar.
Yeah.
My name's Justin and I play bass.
And sing.
And my name is Rusty. I play the drums.
Okay, so you guys are a Tacoma band, proudly.
Proudly.
Very much so, okay. Yes.
Awesome. Love what Tacoma. What neighborhood in Tacoma do you guys represent?
All of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all of it.
So you guys are all from Tacoma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah.
Best Tacoma band of all time?
The Sonics.
The Sonics.
Or okay. Girl Trouble.
Okay, Girl Trouble. I was going to say Seaweed.
Oh, good one.
I'm going to see Botch in next weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Also good
weekend
one.
In Tacoma at the Spanish Bar.
Yeah,
it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. That's going to be rad.
So the origin story. How long have you guys been going, and how did you guys meet and start the band?
I think we started back in 2008, 2009.
Yeah. Okay, wow.
Yeah, we've been going for a hot minute. So we all... We've all known each other since high school, which would have been back in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which high school? Shout it out.
Well, Tom and I went to the Tacoma School of the Arts.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's sort of how Wheelies got their...
It's down by the water, right?
It's down by the water. Yeah.
High school.
So it all started, Tom and our former bass player, Joseph, left their... band that they were in from high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They started recording a demo, just made one song, and I had been recording by myself on my laptop and just kind of figuring out how to do things.
Yeah.
And they were recording at Joseph's house, smoking mad cigs, and go over there, they play this song, and it goes, bump, bump. Bow.
I'll plug directly straight into the input of the mixer. Like, no digital, like, interface, no any, like, just, it was rough sounding.
Sure.
Yeah.
So we made our first four-song EP titled Don't Be Shy, and we created a MySpace page to put
Age yourselves. Yeah.
So if you guys want to check it out, it's actually still out there.
It's still on there. It's floating around.
Rock out Wheelies.
Check out MySpace. Reverb Nation. Check out Reverb Nation.
Hey, you know SoundCloud. What? You never know. Reverb Nation might be making a comeback.
Yeah. MySpace might be making a comeback. Honestly, not to go off on a MySpace serious tangent, but it was
good for artists,
sickest,
right?
Yeah, it was sickest for platform music, yeah. For being like a local band, because it was like kind of how Facebook is. It's just everybody had a MySpace. Then as a band, you got to kind of jump in and just network with
and
all
upload
these
your
people
music
there on it. And so the MySpace page was honestly made us way more official than we planned on being. And we throw it up on MySpace, and I've never played a show before.
Yeah.
I'm just figuring my stuff out. I'm probably 22 at the time, 23. And then, boom, the MySpace page, everybody's like...
It's blown up.
Well, they think we're a band.
Okay.
And then we get asked to play a show. And I'm like, I don't want to play a show, guys. Because the other dudes had already played. They already had cut their chops.
Sure.
They knew what was up. Yeah. So we get an offer, and it's like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this at all. And luckily, these guys kind of coaxed me into it, and we're like, you got to do it. It's going to be fun. But the catch was we still didn't have a drummer, because the whole EP was done with Tom playing Casio keyboard drums.
Wow.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah.
So show kind of comes up, but we don't have a drummer. And so that's how we end up hitting Rusty up, because we know Rusty through the local Tacoma scene. So catch is, we have a show booked, and we don't have any time to practice. And so we just tell Rusty, these are our demos.
Learn something.
Learn what you can. Enjoy what you don't know.
Improv.
Fun. You got 7 hours.
Wasn't that in the old Hell's Kitchen?
It was at Old Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah. Shout out to the Old Hell's Kitchen. Yeah.
We just went up there and winged it and drank Long Island iced teas. And just enjoyed life.
Wow.
And after that, it just is, it's never stopped.
That's cool, man. Yeah. Right on. Wow. Okay. So, I mean, that's an era.
Yeah.
But you guys have kept it going. This new record is awesome. How long did you guys work on it?
Dude.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So, honestly, so we had finished it. We'd finished tracking the day before, like, the pandemic stuff started. So we had been working on it probably, like, slowly started working on it around, probably right around the end of 2018.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah, that's true.
You know, because we're older now, everybody's got full-time jobs, families, kids, you know, the whole gamut. So it's a slower process than it was when we were young and in our 20s. But so we had just finished tracking the last bit, everything is done, and we pretty much got, that was March 18th of 2020.
Yeah.
And then right after that.
Wow. That's literally right there.
Yeah.
That's
right, like, there.
Right there.
That was our
Rudy Gobert, you know, shut down the NBA, and then Tom Hanks got COVID.
Well, so while we were finishing up that day, I only remember that date just because I don't know why, but so I got a text from work that just said, like, don't come back for the next 2 weeks, you know? And so that's when it was kind of like...
Yeah, we'll flatten the curve. This might be all good. Just 2 weeks, we'll be fine, dude. Don't worry about it.
Everybody's hoarding toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, so once
watching
we got...
Tiger King.
Yeah. Then it just, everything shut down, and we knew we had this project that we wanted, you know, it's like, we got to finish this. So in a way, it gave us this sort of glimmer of hope while everything was shut down, where it was like, okay... You know, keep the dream alive. We've got this thing already, you know, we're stoked on it. We had a blast making it. All we have to do now is just do the last little steps and just sort of wait for the world to come back around, which at times didn't seem like it would. And at times it seemed like it'd be quicker. And then luckily we kind of had this as something to keep our attention on and focus. And it definitely helped me knowing that we had, because it's like, you got the cake already baked. All you have to do is put some icing on it, and then we're going to have a party afterwards.
Totally.
Yeah.
So
you got something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that can probably be kind of frustrating, because you're like, we want to play these songs out. We want to. And by the end of the pandemic, you're probably like, we're tired of these songs.
It's kind of funny.
That's funny.
Really to us.
Yeah.
We're already working on new stuff.
Nice.
We're getting ready to start recording new stuff. And
Have you had a chance to play these songs out?
Yeah, we just finished our, we did a record or CD release show a couple weeks ago in Tacoma.
Awesome.
At, the Valley down there. Those guys always take great care of us. It was a wonderful show. The aroma of Tacoma was out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody who came to that show.
Yeah. There's quite a bit of awesome venues in Tacoma these days. What are some of your favorites? Aside from, you know, the...
The Valley Rips, the New Frontier has been kind of a... that's been our rock and roll church since the conception of the band. Those guys,
yeah,
you know, if it wasn't for the New Frontier, Tacoma would have been a pretty sad place during, you know, the 2010s to 20 reign.
Great all-ages venue called Real Art.
Real Art's fantastic. Yeah, those guys actually really hold it down for the all-ages thing, and it's... They're actually doing really good stuff over there. They've opened up a cafe,
Thunder
a restaurant going in there. Yeah. You can get a beer if that's your thing while you watch the show. Yeah. I'm really stoked that they're...
You can get t-shirts cut there too, right?
Yeah, we just got our t-shirts printed through Making Music, which is part of the Real Art guys
there.
That's
awesome.
So
that's awesome.
That's one thing that's cool about Tacoma is how much of a community is down
there.
So.
Super DIY, super blue collar, but like really, you know, helping each other. It seems like an amazing community down there. Mm-hmm. Several music communities, but all supportive of each other and whatnot.
That's actually one about Tacoma is, one, it's got a really rich music history. There's a ton of bands, and then every different genre supports everybody. So it's like the metal dudes are going to the emo shows. The emo shows are going to the metal dudes, and it's everybody's... Getting along, they're all slapping high fives, and that's what makes Tacoma such a good spot for music.
So, you know, you guys are OG Tacoma. There's been a wave of people moving down to Tacoma from Seattle as rents go way higher here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you've noticed, you know, and now your rent's going up in Tacoma. You know, Hilltop doesn't look so Hilltop anymore, right? How do you guys feel about that? Is it just kind of naturally, it's just going to happen, you know?
That's the way the cookie crumbles. In one way, it's really cool to see the city grow because it only benefits everybody. It makes the shows better. Sure. It makes more nightlife. It makes more culture. And then at the same time, it's Tacoma is such a rad city. I don't see why people wouldn't want to move down there to begin with. So
it has a bad rap, you know. We're not just to Compton.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I hear all the time.
But at the same time, we are to Compton.
There you go. All right, what's the best brick? Is it Shaka Bra?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Art House Cafe?
That place is good.
That place is good, yeah.
Actually, the Valley's got a good breakfast, too.
The Valley, yeah.
Shaka Bra is always legit. My dad used to take me to Shaka Bra back in the 90s, and I'd get the big pancake down there.
So. Nice.
Oh, Hobnob.
Yeah, Hobnob's good.
Is, you know, five star.
Five stars,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, right on.
Denny's.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Cherries.
IHOP, right? All right, well, let's go into a song. We're going to go into Said and Done. This is from the new Wheelies record. And anything you guys want to say about this?
We hope you enjoy it.
Let's let the music speak for itself. It's Wheelies representing Tacoma. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
When the night is said and done.
Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wheelies Said and Done from the new record. What's the record called?
How It Is.
How It Is.
Because sometimes that's just how it is.
That's just how it is, man. People never say things like, it is what it is when it's a positive thing.
Yeah.
You're not like, man, that Anthrax show kicked ass. It is what it is. You check out that girl, man. She's super hot. It is what it is. Like, yeah. No, it's always a bad thing. So, anyways, I don't know why I brought that up. So you guys don't have any shows coming up, but are you guys looking to do, you know, stuff in 2023? What are your plans for the summer, for the rest of the year? You guys have anything?
Yeah, we're booking shows right now. We're getting some stuff going up in Seattle.
Awesome.
We're trying to get some things over in Olympia and Portland. We're trying to focus on some other cities other than Tacoma.
Yep.
But like we said, since we did record this back in 2020, and this is kind of an older project for us now, we've got a handful of, you know, new songs already ready to go. And so we've kind of started the process of getting back into the studio and figuring out who we're going to record with next and how that's all going to go.
Who did you record this one with?
We recorded it with our friend Matthew, Matthew Reed.
Awesome.
Laser Lady Studios.
Yeah.
So awesome.
All in his house, you know, for the most part.
Houses.
It was recorded in multiple spots.
But yeah.
Yeah, the whole record's just basically done in a living room. So
awesome.
Yeah, it's got that home feel to it.
Yeah.
So you guys being, you know, a part of the rich Tacoma arts and music scene, what are some bands or artists that I should know about? You know, I know Alex Vile. I know she's really killing it these days. Anything else I need to know about?
Everything that's on
Do my job for me, dude.
Everything that's on Swoon Records is definitely, it's a stacked local Northwest label.
Yeah.
Everything on there is really rad. Justin plays a solo thing called Jay Martin, which is sick. I really like, I've been listening to my homie Glenn. He's a hip hop guy, which is, he does some really good stuff. Girl Trouble's still really sick. Still mess with the Sonics like crazy.
The Nightgowns.
There you go.
Nightgowns.
Don't know the Nightgowns.
They're not a band anymore, but they're good. Really cool.
Okay.
Sloucher. Yeah.
Nice. Sloucher's sick.
Owen Hart, you know, old school.
We should name a bunch of old Club Impact bands.
There you go. Club Impact bands. What, the Acceptance, you know?
Acceptance. Back what about,
that was the first show I ever went to.
Really? I used to go to the old Club Impact. The Club Impact that was
over
by...
Oh, the real old one. Underneath... Yeah,
by
Portland
the,
Avenue. Yeah.
Yeah, right next to the stadium, basically.
Yeah.
Or time to fly Tacoma. Shows.
Yep.
Yeah.
Used to go see the Geeks.
Do you remember? Yeah. You love a Leaf too. Like a Leaf turned into the Geeks, essentially.
But. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out the Geeks. Old school, dude. Shout out Jimmy and the Geeks, man. Awesome. Well, okay. So you know, the last 3 years obviously have played a toll on a lot of us. A lot of crappy days. So if you are having a crappy day, whether it be at work, personal stuff, whatever's going on, what's an album you can reach for and play and can bring you back to a good spot?
Built to Spill, Nothing Wrong with Love.
Awesome.
That's a great one. Yeah. Gosh, I don't know. Kid A, Radiohead.
Awesome.
Yeah. I like that album a lot.
Coheed and Cambria for me.
Awesome. Anything by
any of their stuff.
Awesome. Cool. Saw them over the summer. They were great.
Oh, right. Nice. Where'd you see them at?
Over at the Redmond, whatever that outdoor area is, the theater, Redmond, whatever theater.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's cool. You got to see them.
With Alkaline Trio. It was a good show.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to go Land of Talk, Summer Lakes.
Okay.
Canadian band.
Cool.
On Saddle Creek.
Right on. Cool, man. Well, just to dig a little deeper on like the origin of your music interests and stuff, even if it's embarrassing, what's the first album you ever purchased with your own money?
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I got mine. I got mine.
Okay. Young Pat Doherty, Here's on MTV.
Prodigy.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Firestarter, dude.
Yeah, and so I didn't know any other songs.
Smack my bitch up, dude.
Dude, I got in trouble for it. So I was at Target.
Yep.
Shout out Target, Tarjay. And had the money to buy it. And then that's the only song that I knew on there. And I just liked that part.
Yep.
And so I just would listen to that one song, right? Mm-hmm. And then my dad ended up finding the CD, and he was not stoked.
Not stoked on the Smack My Bitch Up, dude.
No, he's not stoked on that. So I had to explain to him that I actually only listened to the one song.
Actually a Firestarter dad.
Don't worry, Dad. That's awesome. How about you guys?
I had my first album was The Offspring. But I cannot remember the name of the
Americana
album.
Was it?
Yes,
yeah.
That's the one.
The Kids Aren't All Right.
Yeah,
pretty
but,
fly for a
but
white
there was
guy.
This like song in there that they just swore a bunch and
Bad Habit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And we were just like listen to that.
Dude, that song was epic when you were a kid.
Yeah, when I was like a little kid, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. Oh,
I remember my brother made a cassette tape for me with that song on it. And I was just like, I'd wait for my mom to leave and.
I'm picking this up on my Walkman.
Put in your your bubble gum cigarette.
Yeah.
Your skater wallet and your chain necklace.
We got the people in Hot Topic to play it one time.
Oh my God.
So stoked.
Teenage angst at full speed, man. And how about you, man?
I think it was Green Day Dookie. I got it at Kmart in third grade.
Yeah. Kmart, third grade. Sounds about right.
Blue Light Special.
Yeah. And how about you, man?
Hard to think of the exact first one, but it might have been the Smiths, self-titled.
You were a hipster before you were hip. Holy crap, man.
That's hilarious.
How?
He got
mine was No Doubt Tragic Kingdom, nice. Which had was like all hits.
Oh, it's great. It's yeah. fantastic great album.
I probably yeah, also bought like an AFI CD and a Sublime CD at yeah. the same time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was probably like... No, I was debating on buying the Offspring or the Kid Rock album.
Yes!
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I know.
To bang to bang.
Or maybe Thursday.
Also, I was like, oh, God.
No, that's a good album, too. It's probably equally as many swear words on the Kid Rock album,
I know. It's just, you know, I was excited to buy a CD.
Yeah, he had dirt bikes and all kinds of cool stuff.
I know.
What was the first?
They did say yeah.
No Doubt Tragic Kingdom.
It was, yeah.
No Doubt Tragic. Or MXPX. I'm pretty sure it was No Doubt and then MXPX, but.
I still love MXPX.
Great. Great band. I think I saw their side project at Club Impact.
Arthur.
Yeah, I saw Arthur yeah. at Club Impact. Yeah.
I was probably at that show.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good times.
It was Arthur, Acceptance, Two Wheels Flat.
Yeah. We were too. Talking about that show, Brian.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Not Even Close. Remember them?
Yeah.
How about
Run on Anything? Yeah. Lots run of three words.
Run on anything. Not Even Close. The
Tex.
Instant Winner. Yeah.
Ruckus. Remember Ruckus?
It's like rock
band.
Yeah, I remember them.
Man, we're going really down. So Across the Way.
Yeah.
You know Across the Way? Holy. What?
ATW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. We're going down a memory hole here. Brian, shout out Brian Skiffington. He'll be the only person that like recognizes these names that we're throwing out there. The Jackie Chans, Yellow Number 5. Wow, dude. Yeah. Did you guys ever go to the Annex in Auburn?
Yes.
Okay. That was like it was like a restaurant diner, but then they had a venue. Like they had all kinds of bands there.
I think Don't Tell Sophie played there.
Oh, right. Yeah, they did play there.
Wild.
It's like old school.
This is great. Let's yeah. do a like.
Let's keep nostalgia.
Let's keep going. 2000 and let's do like a 2000s Tacoma, all 2000s Tacoma radio show, and like three people will be.
Yeah.
It'll be great. Perfect. Amazing. Okay, so favorite Northwest band of all time. Ooh, it can be, you know, the Sonics. It could be the Ventures, or it could be a band you're playing with, you know, last week. It doesn't matter.
For me, Built to Spill holds a pretty good spot in the heart. I'm going to go with them.
Sounds good.
I'm going to go by total hours listened. I listened to most, a lot of Minus the Bear and Botch.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. That's a good combo there.
Yeah. So, David
Knutson.
Knutson, yeah. Love listening to his guitar playing.
Amazing. I still love Minus the Bear.
Amazing, man.
You go next.
I would probably go Built to Spill, but since you picked it, I'm going to go Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse, great band. Yeah. R.I.P. to Jeremiah
Green. Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P.
It's all coming down to you, buddy.
Can't pick one. Come on, Rusty. There's too many to choose from.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Never heard of him.
Thank you.
Yeah. What was Stein's old band? Red Theater. Oh. Anyways, whatever. Sorry. Shout out Stein. Okay, so we're going to go into a couple songs here. But what's the best way for people to support you guys?
Come to our shows. And
when you have them.
Yeah.
The best way to support us is to vision yourself cascading down a highway, the wind whipping through your hair, riding a never-ending wheelie, breaking speeds in which you have never thought possible before, as you come to a conclusion that you know that this is forever and for always and will be the best way to get a hold of wheelies.
Nice.
All right, sounds good. So shout out your Instagram, Facebook. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. Wheelies, How It Is, new record, available now. Long Way to Nowhere and Baby Teeth. Who wants to introduce these? Yeah, I feel like you'd be a good radio DJ. So I want you to play the cheesiest old school FM radio DJ possible. You just have to say your name.
My name?
Your name. Yeah. You're listening to KISW and then introduce the two songs and make it as over-the-top cheesy as possible.
Over-the-top cheesy. Hello, Radio Land. This is Patrick Doherty with KISW 99.9. Tonight, we broadcast live
in studio with Wheelies as they play their new song, Baby Teeth.
And Long Way to Nowhere.
And Long Way to Nowhere. Should I do that again?
No, man, you're good, dude. That's great.
We'll be right back.
happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.